Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Zvachim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chos Hester Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zeichet Avayin, receiving Hagon Bikarov Mamesh. Now, firstly, you might recognize this Perek from davening every morning. For those who say Karbanos before Shacharis, you know exactly what I'm talking about. For those who don't, most probably do recite the Brayos of Rabbi Shmuel right before Pesukei Zimra, and right before the Brayos of Rabbi Shmuel comes this Perek, Ezu Mekam Shel Zvachim, and also has a unique distinction of not having a single Machlokes in it. No arguments from Meir Belez, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yehuda, so on. Just straight text with no machloikas. What is in this perek? So it clearly details where every type of karban needs to be shechted, how many matnois dam, blood applications, are done, and where they're done, and a few other key things related to each karban. And in order to understand these mishnayos better, it's highly suggested to look at a picture of the layout of the azara, and actually many mishnayos have a basic drawing to aid with that. Now let's describe it to the best of our ability. One entering the base of Mikdash does this from the east, which means that north is to his right, south is to his left, and in front of him is west. And to help with the visual, the Kaisel HaMaravi, the western wall, is actually the back wall of the Beis HaMikdash compound. So when you're standing at the Kaisel, you're on the completely opposite side from where you need to be to enter through the main door. So either way, back to our discussion. Walking through the Beis HaMikdash from the main entrance, one goes through the Ezes Nashim and then finds himself in what's called the Azara. Now, there's a small strip right in the beginning called the Ezes Yisrael, where non-Kaihanim are allowed to stand and watch the Karban being tended to. The rest of the Azara, though, is only for Kaihanim. So a person standing at the entrance to the Azara, more or less directly right in front of him, is the Mizbeach HaChitzon, the outer Mizbeach. It was quite large, and its ramp was accessed from the south, or the left side of the Azara, which means that a Kohen standing at the base of the Kevesh, of the ramp of the Mizbeach, he's in the south, he's facing north, to his right is east, that's the entrance to the Azara, to his left is west, that's the entrance to the Heichal, which we're going to mention in a minute. Now back to the entrance of the Azara, to the right, or again, north of the Azara, is where a lot of the processing of the carbon takes place. Shechita, Kabbalas Hadam. There are also hooks for hanging the carbon to be flayed and tables to cut the carbon into pieces. Now, directly across from the entrance to the Azara, beyond the Mizbeach, was the entrance to the Heichal. And inside the Heichal is the Menorah, Shulchan, and Mizbeach Hazav. And obviously, at the end or the back of the Heichal is where the Pareches was, the entrance to the Kodesh Kedashim. Now, just one more point that's very crucial for this Perek. There's two levels of Kedusha a carbon could be. Kodshe Kodshim, which is the highest level, and Kodshim Kalim, which is a lower level. Now, beginning Mishnah Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Ezuhu Mekayim Shel Zvachim, where's the proper place of a karban, meaning what's the proper way to go about bringing a karban? And the Mishnah begins with the highest level, Kodshei Kodshim, Shechitas HaMatzafayin. Any karban which is considered a Kodshei Kodshim, it has to be shechted in the north, which again is the right side of the Azara. So first Kodshei Kodshim we mention is Parvisar Shel Mekipurim. The Par and the Sar of Yom Kippur, Shechitas HaMatzafayin, they're shechted in the north, and also the Kibbol Domen V'Klisharis HaMatzafayin, their Kabbal Sadam is done in a Klisharis, which means a holy vessel. It can't just be done with the regular plastic cup that you have in your pocket. It has to be done with a special klisharis that's also done in the tzafayin. And here's matnez dam, which is unique to these karbanos of Yom Kippur, as we know extensively from Maseches Yoma, when we learn all about how the avodah of Yom Kippur is done. What's done with the blood? V'damantan hazoyal bein habadim. The blood needs to be sprinkled in between the badim. This referring to when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kedashim. He stands in between the poles of the Aron Kodesh and he sprinkles the blood towards the Aron. That's what we say in Yom Kippur davening, achas, achas v'achas, achas u'shtayim, so on and so forth. That's what we're referring to when we say bein abadim. Also, v'ala paroiches, he sprinkles the blood towards the paroiches. This is when he's outside of the Kodesh Kedashim, he's in the heichal, he's facing the paroiches, and he also sprinkles it in the same way, achas, achas u'shtayim, achas u'shalosh, so on and so forth. And lastly, v'al mizbeach hazav, the blood of these two karbonos is applied to the mizbeach hazav, the golden mizbeach, which is also in the heichal, as we mentioned. It's also known as the mizbeach ketores, because that's where the ketores is brought on. So there's a lot of blood applications, a lot of matnois dam done with these two karbanos. And here's also the important nekuda, matana achas mehen ma'akaves. Even one matana, one application is going to be ma'akev. If the Kohen Gadol forgot to do even one of these many applications that we mentioned, the whole thing is possible and he's got to restart from the beginning. Now what's done with the leftover blood? Shiare hadam, the rest of the blood that's in the vessel, hayishefech al yisoid ma'aravi shel mizbeach chitzon, it's poured on the western base of the outer mizbeach, which means now going back out into the Azara, standing by the ramp in the Mizbeach, west is towards the left, and that's where the main base of the Mizbeach was, so all the extra blood gets poured there. However, if the Kohen Gadol didn't end up doing so, it's not ma'akev, not a problem. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, continuing to discuss Kodshei Kodshim, Parim HaNisrafim U'Seirim HaNisrafim, cows and goats which are burned. Parim HaNisrafim is referring to Parim Darashal Tzibur and Parim Kohen Mashiach. We're not going to get into discussion what those are. And Seirim HaNisrafim are referring to Seirim that are brought because the tzibur was Oved Avodah Zarah, so these these also are shechted in the north. V'kibul dam v'klisharis batzafayin. Their blood is also caught in a klisharis in the north. V'damatan hazaya al paroiches v'mizbach hazav. They also have unique blood application that it's done towards the paroiches and also on the mizbeach hazav. Here also, similar to the previous mishnah, matana achas mehen ma'akaves. Even one matana that wasn't done is going to be ma'akev and that's going to pass through the whole carbon. And similar to the previous mishnah as well, shiari hadama yoshev chayisad ma'ravish al mizbeach achitzayin. The leftover blood is poured on the western base of the outer mizbeach, and imloy nasan loy ikev, if that wasn't done, it's not ma'akev, and elu ve'elu nisrafim beis hadashen, these that we just mentioned, the parma nisrafim and the seir nisrafim, they're burned in the beis hadashen. What's the beis hadashen? So this is actually a place outside Yerushalayim where the deshen, the ashes from the mizbeach achitzon were taken. So these two karbonos were burned in that area in the beis hadashen. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up Torah Mishnah Gimel and Dalud, continue to describe the makoy min shel zvachim, the proper processing place of karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.